You're listening to In Demand.
So it's Wednesday with Alex and Lucy. We're smack bang in the middle of Liverpool with global superstar Nelly.
You need hello! We always give a clap to everyone. Clap yourself.
That works.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the UK and Liverpool. Thank you. It's good to have you back. We're excited for the new material that you're about to unleash on the world.
Appreciate it.
We played the new song for the first time last night on the show.
Yeah. Well,
and the fans loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, great, man.
It's been a long time coming.
It's great. Yeah,
it's been a while.
Been a minute. Been a couple of years since the last album, but yeah, it feels good.
Okay, now everyone loved it. We literally had a really good response. There wasn't one negative response, which is always good. Now, for you, working on this album, how is it different to your previous stuff, would you say?
Well, I mean, obviously it's been like 10 years, so you know, you always factor in the growth and things you learn along the way to help you to get to 10 years. So that's always a blessing when you can get to your sixth album, even though it's my fifth drop date, just to get to this point. So I think, you know, you just learn a lot. You learn to appreciate things a little more. And hopefully, you know, the fans get out of it what everything that I put into it.
Okay, now there's a lot of collaborations on this album as well. You're back with Kelly Rowland again.
Yeah.
So if you release as a single, are we going to be referring to you as Nelly and Kelly again?
We'll see. We'll definitely see. It was fun. It was definitely fun. Kelly, she's such a sweetheart. It's my little sister. And, you know, I've been knowing them for, my God, since we've been in the game.
Yeah.
You know, and she's a wonderful person. And you love to see her succeed. You know, I'm happy for her and her huge success as far as her dance music goes and things of that nature, because she's becoming a monster in that area. And
yeah,
she's really anxious to show that she's a versatile monster on all levels. So I'm looking forward to her.
Did she introduce you to David Guetta yet?
Yes.
Her best mate.
Oh, yeah? No. I think I ran into David one time, another time that we did Rock Corp, I think, or something. I think that was...
That's the gig when everyone has to do, like, a day of community service to get a ticket,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we did that before. And I got a chance to, I think, run into him, but we never formally introduced or had a chance to sit down. But, yeah, man, him and Kelly's been killing it, so...
Okay, now, the song that you've done with Kelly, is it upbeat? Is it a ballad?
Well, what it is if you know the story of Dilemma,
and
you had a chance to feel that vibe, you understand that this is... It's obviously we cannot redo Dilemma. We wouldn't try to. So, you know, but what we did is kind of extend the story.
Okay.
I would say a little bit.
We kinda,
it's just kind of an extension of the story. So Dilemma was the motion picture movie. This is kind of the straight to DVD.
Okay. You know, it's wrapping the story up.
But the video with that was a huge hit as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was massive all over the music channels and stuff.
Yeah, it did real well. I mean, we had the great Miss Patti LaBelle, obviously, in the video, which is
legend.
Always a beautiful thing. So, hopefully we'll get a chance to unleash this video and unleash this song as a single and get a chance to get a great video out of it as well.
Big night in Liverpool tonight.
Yeah.
What have you got planned for your performance?
Well, you know what? It's really my first time at the Mobile Awards, so, you know, I feel real excited that they've allowed me to come in and perform this afternoon. I guess I'm probably the only American act on the show tonight.
Yeah, I think you are. Yeah.
I think that's... It's a little pressure.
Before we let you enjoy your coffee and leave you in peace for a bit, we need to ask you about the belt buckle.
Yes.
Which belt buckle?
Well, we noticed on
the cover
artwork,
of the album.
You know what?
The belt's like half done. Is that a new thing?
I
wanted to be comfortable. This is the thing, like with my album, and I know some people's like, yo, it's kind of ordinary, it's kind of bland. That's what I wanted. You see what I'm saying?
That's
exactly what I wanted. You know, you get so much of the lights, camera, action all the time. I was just like, yo, let it just be about me. How about that?
Relaxed. For a change?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just how about a guy in his jeans and his t-shirt?
Yeah.
Like he's just standing outside in front of his car and somebody took a picture.
Just chilling.
And that's what I wanted, you know, just like a guy standing outside, maybe his, you know, his belt's not all the way done and his t-shirt is a little wrinkled a little bit, because, I mean, don't get it twisted, we're always into fashion so much.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought that let's do something different. Let's do more of a relaxed type of feel, and that's the shot I wanted. Now, I'm going to tell you now that everybody wasn't in agreement of that shot. You know, I had a few people at the label was like, wait a minute, it should be epic. And I'm like, wait a minute, let's calm down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Let's let's try this. Let's just try something that's just I hate to say ordinary, but how about just ordinary?
Yeah.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
And now I don't feel so bad after eating too much on a Sunday and just then doing my belt a bit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Relax.
Exactly.
A little bit. Good. Relax.
Keeping
a little
in
bit.
Touch with everyone by doing
yeah,
that.
You know, let everyone feel like they could have been on the cover of an album.
Yeah.
And is it your Mustang in the background and that's how the album got its name?
Yeah. Well, it
kind
it,
of.
Well, yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Everything is symbolic in a way. You know, I'm a huge car fan. And if you know anything about American muscle, you know the Mustang is kind of like an American classic muscle car. And it was always a dream car of mine. And the 5.0 was something that I always wanted, but I never could afford it. And by the time I could afford it, they stopped making it.
Aww.
You know, so it became a point now where it's like it's my fifth drop date. I felt like I approached this album with a classic Nelly feel. So I wanted to associate myself with something that was as classic as what I felt that I put into this album. And that 5.0 Mustang was just like, it was just right there. And it was just like, wow, this would be hot. Nelly 5.0. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yeah, let's try this.
Have an amazing time tonight. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you. Nelly,
thank you.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we welcome Ironic to the show.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Welcome to be here.
Yeah.
Good to have you here.
I got to say thanks, because you guys, I heard you guys played a record not long ago, and I appreciate it, so it's good to be here.
No worries.
Well, tell me, it's a good tune.
Thank you very much.
The fans are loving it. The fans go crazy for you, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the good thing about being interactive with people online. You know, you get to build up a relationship with your fans and they get actually dedicated. So that's the whole good thing about online stuff. Like, I'm not the type of artist to be like, no, I'm never tweeting any of my fans.
You're always tweeting them.
Yeah, like, if my fan wants to say hello, I'll say hello back. There's no harm in just saying hello. And they love that, you know, it makes them feel just that little bit closer to you. So, yeah, it's all good, man.
Let's talk about the new single then.
Yeah.
And how the hell did you manage to get a Hollywood starlet on it?
I don't know, man. Like, all my collaborations have always just come out of luck, you know, just randomly. Like, even my record with Elton John, that was just like, I was in the studio one day working on my last album, and the producers were like, hey, let's sample this Elton record. And I was like, man, you want me to sample Elton John? He's a legend. It's not going to work. 2 weeks later, we had his management call up saying, man, this is a crazy idea. We love it. Elton loves it. And that just worked. And the same thing really with this. Like, I currently left my last record label, Atlantic, and I've signed with BPM Entertainment, which is a new record label, and they just had this idea, we need this crazy collaboration, something different, something new, something fresh, someone good looking, and we come up with Jessica Lowndes. And I was like, man, like, having a singer on a record is a bit kind of, you know, cheesy in a way. So it's like having Lindsay Lohan or someone singing on your records.
She's got a better reputation than
Lindsay,
let's be honest.
Exactly. And then, like, I found out she's actually a singer in the show, because I don't really watch 90210. I found out she's a singer in the show, so she's actually credible on the show, and she has a great voice. So it kind of worked out, man. Yeah, it was cool.
And she's a beautiful girl as well,
and that helps.
Yeah,
exactly. It's always helps.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and Ironic is still with us on the show this evening. Let's talk about some of these fans of yours. Not only the guys who buy your records and stuff.
Yeah.
We have Tom Cruise and Prince Charles on the list. Is this true?
Apparently so, man. You know, I've met Tom Cruise once. I'm not sure he sits at home and listens to, you know, my last album or anything, but I met him once. He was really cool, really humble. He actually stopped his security guards, like, from stopping him or anything. Like, he walked past my dressing room. This was at the National Movie Awards. I was opening up the show, and he was walking past, and his security guards went to, like, push him over, but he was like, no, stop. Like, aww. And he was like, man, good to meet you. You done really well on stage, like, congratulations. I was like, man, this is Tom Cruise just talking to me. I didn't know what to say, and Katie was right there as well. I should have said hello, but I forgot to say hello to her. But that was amazing, just meeting Tom Cruise. That was definitely a highlight of my career.
I bet.
Also Prince Charles as well, I met him.
So you got to meet him, was that because of the I Got Soul song you did? Was it that
the
charity
Prince
single?
Charles.
No, that was completely different.
Yeah, that's because I'm an ambassador for the Prince's Trust. So I've done lots of charity events for them and for Prince Charles. So I got to meet him one time at an award ceremony, and he was just really nice and humble. And he had some jokes. I was like, man,
really?
This guy's got jokes. Yeah.
Did you find yourself staring at his ears?
Yeah, I tried not to, though, because they asked me to take my sunglasses off. So I kind of had to.
For royalty,
yeah,
obviously.
Keep eye contact.
Yeah.
Are you going to be at the Mobos this year? That's coming up.
Yeah, I should be attending. I'm not sure whether I'll be performing or anything this year, but it's good to go down and support everyone who's had a great year this year, especially, you know, my boy Tiny Tempo and people like that.
Who are your big tips then to win this year's awards? Obviously Tiny.
Tiny. I think N-Dubs could take another one. They usually get one.
Do you think Dizzy's going to get best album? I think...
At the Mobos?
Yeah.
Probably, maybe. I'm not sure. I don't think he ever attends Mobo Awards.
No. JLS are up for that one as well. So
JLS will probably get that. JLS, that's another one I think we'll scoop a few. Yeah.
Dude, thanks very much for coming to see us.
Pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
Good luck with the single. We'll see you again soon.
Definitely. Yeah.
Thank you, Ironic.
Yay!
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. And tonight we have Dappy and Phaser from Endo.
Hello! Wow.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
How are you, Alex and Lucy, our sisters and brothers from other mothers and misters?
We're really good.
Oh, we're fine, thanks. That's nice. I like that.
You sound like you're on good form. Everything okay?
Yes, of course.
Happy as can be.
We are in the studio at the moment, just finishing off our brand new album for November the 22nd.
Oh, we've got a date on it now.
Of course, it is untitled, but because due to the fact we've made on this album, we've made sure that it's just non-stop singles after singles. We feel to call it Hefty.
Or the bulk, or
Blast It Loud. No, I'm only joking.
Just
untitled. It's untitled. We don't know.
Have you got any ideas yet? Have you sort of been bouncing them around?
Yeah, we've been going around ideas, but nothing's really sparked the key so far.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we don't know.
Okay, maybe
it's
Uncle.
I guarantee you, it's gonna come like the day before it's released or something.
Uncle B Part Two.
No, it was Uncle B, then Against All Odds. Yeah. So we're gonna have to follow from Against All Odds album, which was last November. I don't know. We really don't know.
Okay.
Every song's a hit. Just call it
that. We make sure of that. We should make sure of that on this album.
See if the fans want to title it. Do like a competition.
Whoa, they'd go crazy.
Do you know what? That is a very, very, very good idea. Maybe we can branch out to all the fans and say, right, N-Dub's new album's out on that date. We need a name by 2 days' time. Who's going to give the best name? And then I reckon we'll get a lot of...
It would save you the hard work.
Good idea. Well, let's give her a clap for that idea.
Oh, thanks.
Bravo. Thank you. Very well. Very well thought of.
I try.
Instantly know there's going to be loads of hits on it because Best Behaviour is an instant hit. It's absolutely brilliant. Congratulations on a great song.
Much appreciated.
It's really slick, isn't it? And Lucy keeps saying to me, it sounds like they're going to go for America with this.
I'd like to tell you guys that Phaser produced that all by himself.
Oh, let's clap Phaser.
Let's clap Phaser. Well done,
brother.
Phaser produced that. I writ that with Phaser and Talisa writ her parts. And we done it all by ourselves. Mixed it, mastered it, produced it. No American man was involved in it whatsoever.
So you must be really proud of it then.
We're very proud. It's an epic song for us and hopefully for you guys and for the fans. Mm. But now, obviously, we've been in Miami and LA. Mm-hmm. We've come back with an album in 2 weeks. We've made 13 songs and we thought, instead of re-releasing
a repack
of our last album from last November, which was the Against All Odds, I'm thinking, why are we going to do that? We've made a brand new album, let's just release it over here. So we're with Island now, big up Island, Darkest and the team, we love them guys. And now we're just going to go for it again this November 22nd, and we've got our single 17th of October, which is Best Behaviour. But the second single after that will be a song who got produced by Mr. Jim Johnson himself, who produced Lit Me Like a Lollipop for Lil Wayne.
Oh,
so that's
wicked.
The first American single that is getting released over here. And it is called Girls and it's going to be before the album.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That sounds awesome. We like it.
It's going to be massive.
Okay. Now, you've been nominated for the Mobo Awards again, which is good. Yeah. Up for Best UK Act, Best Album, Best Single as well.
Do you know what? Best single, Tiny Tempo, he needs to have that for Parsai. He deserves that.
Oh my God, that song's epic.
Yeah, we love Parsai. Yeah. And
we like to take Best Album.
Best Album, but you have to realise that JLS sold 100 more, 200 more thousand more copies than us that week when we released that album. So if they get it, well done for them. Yeah. And Best UK Act.
Always a tough one.
That is a tough one. We won it last year. We won Best UK, Best Album last year and Best UK Act last year. That's like, for us, that's two of the best ones. Mm. So we can't ask for any more. So if we don't win this year, it don't matter because we're performing, so it's great. But I would like to take Best UK Act.
Hopefully. Okay, okay. So how are you all getting on at the moment? Because obviously we know that in the past you've had your rows and that's part of being N-Dubs, I guess. But is it true that haven't you and Dappy, you and Talisa got tattoos to sort of say you're not going to argue anymore, that kind of thing?
Do you know what? Talisa's like my sister. Like, yeah. We used to beat her up when we were young. She used to beat us up when we were young. Like, we used to, you know, we taught her how to be a proper woman.
That's what a lot of kids do.
And therefore, like, I love her so much that, you know, I've put her arm, my name on her arm as like my blood, my sister. Mm. And she put the same thing on the back of her neck, Deppy, and we just love each other and we're just a great family and we make great music together.
You know what it was, yeah? Before we went to America and everything, like, we watched the BNN Dubs program and we saw how badass our arguments really were.
I guess you get to see it properly then, don't
you?
Yeah,
it was like a slap in the face from reality. So it was like, you know what? We need to stop bickering between us. If we're going to go and take this N-Dubs thing around the world, we need to make sure that the unit's tight. We can't be at war with each other and thinking that we're going to go and take on everything else, but it's not humanly possible. So everyone made up. We ain't had no arguments since. Talisa's got the tattoo of Dappy. Every time Dappy plays up, she shows in the tattoo and she's like, hey, Dappy, like, look, calm down. Dappy's like, say no more, say nothing. It's cool.
Okay, going back to being N-Dubs, I mean, I loved it. My favourite moment in the whole series was, Fazer, when you were looking around the house and you went and used the toilet.
You know what?
Do you know what? Talisa has just arrived. I can't believe it. I can see her through the door. Amazing. I can actually see her
through the door. Get her in.
She's coming right now. She's coming
but
right
But that moment
right now.
Was so funny.
I thought she was going to be like 2 hours away, but she's came here right now.
That's good girl.
It's funny you say that though, yeah? Because like we're N-Dubs, we're known for doing our music and being controversial or whatever.
Being fun.
Being fun. But I'm now like known for taking number two in people's toilets.
You weren't thinking it was going to be screened, were you?
Nah. I didn't think Dappy was going to get me so bad about it either.
He was like, Fazer, what are you doing, man?
can we let you in on a secret?
Yeah.
That number two thing was set up. He didn't really take a number
two. Oh, I thought it might be. But do you know what? It made good telly and it worked. It was really funny.
Yeah. She's here.
Hi, Talisa.
Guess who's here?
You're listening to In The Man with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we now have Dappy, Fazer and Talisa.
Sweet. Now, obviously, along the course of your career, you've kind of been seen as an inspiration for a lot of inner city kids who might want to make a career in music. What would your advice be for them on how to make it?
Be original.
Be original. Do something that no one has done before.
Don't look at another artist and think, you know what, I want to be like him.
Yeah, or make music like them.
Okay, that's good advice.
Why is it?
Yeah, definitely. For you, what is the best thing about being in the position you're in?
Just being able to do what you love, really, just to make music. It's just a childhood dream for all of us. And just be able to do it and be able to reach out to so many people while you're at it and to entertain thousands of people across the UK and hopefully the world one day. Yeah. Just an amazing feeling.
And the good things that come, I mean, I guess there's good things that come with fame and bad things. What would you say from your experience are those points?
Good things are obviously, you know, being able to do what you love, financial stability, bad things, press.
And you also get to achieve things that you used to dream about from when you was young. Like, we performed in Wembley recently in the Royal Albert Hall. It was crazy. That's like a childhood dream for all three of us to be able to do that. It was like an achievement. That's like a great side to the job as well.
Guys, thanks very much for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
We love it. Amazing. Guys. We'll see you again soon, hopefully.
Cool.
Take care. Bye.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In The Man with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we welcome Skepta and Priya to the show.
Hello.
Wow.
Welcome, welcome. Now, I've met you before, Priya.
Yeah.
You've been here before, but it's the first time we've met Skepta.
Yeah.
So let's start at the beginning. How did you guys first come together for this track?
Basically, I was on my Twitter and I asked all my supporters and all my fans on there, like, who would they like me to see me work with, like, singer-wise, you know what I mean? Because I do a lot of collaborations with, like, rap artists or whatever, but I wanted to do a track with a singer. And they said all these different names, but like, so a lot of them were saying Priya. And obviously I know that she was like getting into music as well. Obviously she's been in music, but she was getting into music since she left what she was doing. So I thought, wow, yeah, let me try that out. And I wanted to really play on people's minds, because, you know, like, normally, you know, a rapper and someone like Priya would come out of like some big poppy tune, like, we love you and never let go and give me a chance and all that kind of thing. But, you know, we went in straight grimy. I told her exactly like what I wanted, gave her the grime track. She wasn't scared. She was like, yeah, okay, I like it. And she done what she did.
So you laid down the law.
Loved it, man.
And then I called P. Diddy and asked him whether I should work with Skepta. He was like, yeah, man.
But for you, trying to carve out a music career since leaving EastEnders, it's that typical transition, isn't it? Soap star to music star. It's quite a hard thing to do. And I think it's good that you've done something incredible.
Absolutely. And it's great to have the opportunity to work with someone like Skepta, because he is respected within the industry, and he's, you know, he's been working hard doing what he does best. And so it was just a great opportunity for me to kind of have, I'm going to say opportunity, okay?
That's okay, you can say it twice.
I love this opportunity. When Skepta sent me a message on Twitter, and I saw kind of a lot of people kind of mentioning my name, atting me in his question, I was like, oh. I actually didn't think that he'd get in touch, because I'm sure there were a lot of other singers that he was probably recommended, but it was very exciting, and I just literally just... It was such a quick turnaround, and it was quite organic, the process, because he sent me the track, I loved it, and then when we got him the chorus sent over... He loved it, tweaked a few things, and then 2 weeks later we were shooting the video.
So the Mobos is really, really soon now. Who are your big tips for this year? Because we were saying earlier this week that we think the Mobos now more relevant than like the Brit Awards. Yeah. It's going to be huge this year.
You know, urban music, you know what I mean, as a whole, this year is kicked off. You know, like there's been at least 7 acts from the grime scene that actually become commercial and are charting with their music. So... You know, a lot of the focus is on them. And because we are music of black origin, now the Mobos has become like, this is what really matters. You know what I mean? And I've always said I like the Mobos because I feel like it is the only, like, award ceremony that embraces the kind of music that we make. You know what I mean? And sometimes it can be, you can feel down as a grime artist where you feel like, oh, like, you know, all these awards are happening. I'm not flying nowhere. How comes I'm not on telly? And, you know, all the negative things that we do get, like, put out there. You know, if I've done something bad, it'll be on like in the Sun or rap grime artist or whatever. But things like the Mobos make you think, well, I'm nominated. Even if you don't win, you just get to go there and sit around, you know, watch this big performance. You could say to your mum, watch me on telly and stuff like that, you know. It gives you a bit of like drive inside to say, wow, like, yeah, you know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to it, and I think it is a good ceremony for, you know, to recognise things that we do, man.
The song is out.
Yeah,
who's going to introduce it? Have you got it down so you can do a bit each?
Right. This is the brand new single from myself, Skepta.
And Miss P.
And it's out right now, and it's called Cross
My Heart.
You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand Thursday with Alex and Lucy. The brand new song from Pixie Lott is on the radio for you next. And tonight we have a live guest, and we are proud to welcome Mr. Shane Warne.
Yay! Yay. This is good. Don't ever go away for so long ever again.
Okay.
Rant over.
Okay, I want the promise.
You frightened him then.
Literally.
Well, you know me. I'm a softie.
You've also been out whipped with you.
Well, yeah. I just keep it under the desk. It keeps Alex in shape. Does it?
It works. It does work. So, hello, sir.
Hello.
You and Lucy have met before, but it's the first time I've met you.
First time I met you,
mate. Pleasure to meet you.
And you too.
Did actually genuinely, not lying, vote for you years
Thank
ago.
Thank you very much.
But we're in a different place now. This is all good. Yes. This is exciting. Thank you for giving us the world premiere of your new song as well.
Destiny.
You were really nervous when you spoke to us on the phone that Friday night, weren't you?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, just a little.
And the funniest thing was, while we were chatting to you, the amount of tweets we were getting and text messages from members of your family as well as the fans, that everyone was so excited for you.
The family never leave me out. They're always like...
They're out there right now.
Hi. Is that your mum?
Yeah, that's my sister Lisa.
Hello.
And that's Devon, my sister's friend's son. That's my sister Leona. And then that's my mum with the hot chocolate.
Hey. In a pint glass.
In a pint glass.
I like that.
My mum doesn't...
Good girl.
And then the fans outside, hi guys.
Aww.
Screaming through like soundproof windows.
That's why they're soundproof.
So how's it been since we played the song? So it's been maybe 3 or 4 weeks now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been 3 or 4 weeks. It's been fantastic. I think just to get the buzz going again, and it's just the fact that I'm back. You know, it's been a long time, 3 years in total. So to be back on the road, promoting Gotta Be Somebody. And I'll be honest, I don't think I could be any more happier than to have that to kickstart the album Obsession. So so far so good.
We talked to the time that it was a decision not only made by yourself but also sort of the record company and stuff like that, that this was a strong song.
People might recognise it as a song. He found the song, sent it over to me to have a listen and said he wanted me to go and vocal it. So I did, I went and vocaled it in Denmark, and obviously I heard that when I first heard the Nickelback, I was quite taken back because it is so rock. I didn't know how it was going to sound, like kind of popped up, if you want to put it that way. But it was just such a great turnaround. I vocaled it, sent it back to Simon, and just got amazing feedback, and Simon said this has to be the first song for the album, and if he says it, you don't say no to Simon. So
no, Simon says
literally
you do.
Yes. You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand Thursday with Alex and Lucy, and Shane Ward is back in the studio.
I'm back in the studio.
I thought we'd lost you into a world of web chats.
Literally type heavy upstairs.
How did it go?
It's gone pretty good.
Yeah?
Really random questions. That's what I love.
What was the most random?
I can't remember now, actually.
It's funny, isn't it, when people ask you a question like that, it just flushes out of your head.
So many questions. Like, actually, someone just said, how do I keep so sexy? I said, a good bath.
A good bath?
Yeah.
That's what you need, Lucy.
What? Shut up.
Sex you up a bit.
You need a good bath.
Listen, I do. You're right. Can you say hello to my nieces? I'm going to be really selfish. Lily and Daisy, they won't go to sleep. They're in bed right now listening until Daisy, you've said hello to them. Yeah.
Okay, guys, make sure you go to sleep now, Lily and Daisy.
Thank you.
Good night, God bless.
Hi, Lily and Daisy.
We've actually got some of the questions that you were asked. We were watching as we went along. So, Lucy, go for it.
Okay, so Kim wants to know, and actually, so do we want to know this. Okay. When's the video going to premiere? Because you went off to film it the last time we spoke to you in LA, didn't you?
It's going to be out hopefully by Friday. Simon's approving it, so fingers crossed, touch wood, it could be on the screens by Friday.
You're listening to In Demand.
Brand new for Shane Ward. It's called Gotta Be Somebody. In Demand Thursday, and Shane is with us on the show tonight, rather.
Yes.
All right. I've been answering questions on our web chat tonight. Let's have a look at some more.
Claire says, what's the craziest thing a fan has asked you?
The craziest thing that a fan has asked me. So this is quite funny. Before, I said one of the young girls that are outside, bless them, was asking me, Mum, can she pay her just to marry me?
Can she pay your mother to marry you?
I mean, Mum took the money.
Good girl, good girl.
Good mum.
Can't keep her down.
Does she give you half?
Do you know what I mean? No.
She's in hot chocolate for life now,
exactly,
is Mum.
Exactly, yeah.
There's music on the way before 8:30 from The Script and McFly. But this, Shane, because we were watching you answer this question as it happened, and this was brilliant, your answer to this. Where do you see Shane Ward in a year's time?
27.
In Demand.
Brand new for Alexis Jordan. It's called Happiness. This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and it's time for us to bid farewell to Shane Ward. Thanks very much for coming to see us, guys.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Best of luck with the song.
Thank you very much.
And if you go on the X Factor, just like show them how it's done.
Yeah.
Like the new ones, don't hold it on you.
I will do.
At all.
Don't let them give you any attitude. Yeah. If Cher tries to get her swag on, tell her where to go.
I'm from Manchester, I get my swag on.
Exactly. And the single's out on the 7th of November, right?
It is out on the 7th of November. You can pre-order it now at HMV. And also my album, Obsession, I love this plugging part.
Go on.
Obviously, it's out on the 15th of November, and you can pre-order it at play.com right now.
And you're on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter. My official site is Shane T. Ward.
Amazing.
Perfect.
Shane Ward, thank you.
You're listening to In Demand.